183. The Rebellion. Of course I love my country. That's why I chose the path that I have taken. As I sit here in this jail cell, a receptacle for unfortunate rebels, I can recall that I was found cold and unconscious by the king's guards in that ravine. I may have been there for days. God only knows how I got there. There is a rebellion going on right now. A raven is perched outside my window to remind me of my fate. But I will readily face death, as I have the realization that what I have done is right. Our king, that ravenous commander of the realm, has not been receptive to consultation concerning the plight of the common people. To the contrary, he has rebuked his people, and has gone so far as to ravish the land for the purposes of his own personal pleasure, not giving any thought of the poverty that he has caused by overtaxing the peasants of the realm. This is why we rebels have chosen to raise his personal real estate across the land. One reaps what one has sown. A ray of sunlight comes through my cell, the rebel receptor. I am stirred by the raucous rattle of the bars of my cell. The guards have come for me. It's my time. Our magnanimous king has not even afforded me a last meal. They grab me by my rayon shirt and pull me up. My arms are tied behind my rebellious back. A priest, my only receptionist, asks if I have anything to confess. With the priest in front, reading from the prayer book, and a guard holding up the rear, I am marched outside. I am met with a cold reception from the people in the courtyard. They are jeering and shaking their fists. They have not yet been enlightened to our cause. It is only a matter of time before they come over. As I am marched up the gallows, I am reminded of the words of another great rebel. I regret that I have only one life to give for my country.